It's CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Republican Gabe Evans has won the race for Colorado's 8th District, unseating incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state's House delegation will be a 4-4 split between the parties come January.
Caraveo conceded on Sunday when the numbers showed Evans on track to win by less than a percentage point. That margin is still outside the threshold for a mandatory recount. In a statement, Evans called his win incredibly humbling and said he's ready to fight back for a better direction for all Coloradans. He's a first-term lawmaker in the state House, as well as a former police officer and Army helicopter pilot. The 8th District is Colorado's newest and stretches from Commerce City and Thornton north to Greeley. It was drawn by an independent commission to be competitive and so far has lived up to that billing. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Democrats in Colorado's state house are scheduled to meet today to select their leaders for the upcoming legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
After the election, Democrats maintained their wide majorities in both state house chambers. Representative Julie McCluskey of Dillon is running unopposed for a second term as speaker. She says the need to tighten the state's budget by about $1 billion will drive all policy discussions next year.
Our one-time state savings are gone, so it's really a moment for us to govern responsibly and with clarity around our priorities.
Colorado also has to set aside $350 million for law enforcement because voters approved that at the ballot. The House delayed their leadership meeting from last week until some final races could be called. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pleasant fall conditions on this Veterans Day. Denver, 36 degrees with a few clouds wisping about. Copper Mountain Ski Area, 34 degrees. And Grand Junction, 36 degrees. Stay tuned in the next 15 minutes. The story of a unique Colorado barbershop.